Once again, I'd like to welcome you to Numeric's portfolio in Microsoft Windows HPC Server 2008, raising the bar on pricing and risk performance. And without further delay, I'd like to turn today's live meeting over to your first presenter, Cam Baker. Cam, you have the floor.
Thank you, Adam. Good morning. Thanks for joining us today. As Adam mentioned, my name is Cam Baker. I'm a partner account manager on the U.S. High Potential ISV Managed Partner Team. Welcome to Raising the Bar on Pricing and Risk Performance, our webcast featuring Microsoft HPC Managed Partner, Numeric. This webcast features Numeric's portfolio, a powerful and flexible front office solution for pricing and managing even the most complex derivative portfolios. Deployable as a single user or enterprise solution, Numeric's portfolio enables a consistent and transparent process for capturing trades, calculating valuations, and analyzing risk across multiple trade types. Numeric's portfolio running on Windows HPC Server provides a powerful combination of functionality, speed, and performance. This highly scalable, cost-effective solution speeds your time to results, increasing productivity and delivering the reliability that you demand. Stay tuned, because at the end of our webcast, we'll talk about a special rebate offer where you'll get rewarded for purchasing Windows HPC Server and Numeric's portfolio together. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce Saul Scepter, VP of Sales for Numeric, and Antonio Zerlo, HPC Technology Specialist for Microsoft. Saul?
Thank you, Cam. I'm going to speak briefly today about the challenges that the industry is facing today from a derivatives technology perspective, share with you what Numeric's has done to address these challenges, and then show you a demo of our flagship product portfolio. So let me start by discussing the challenges that we're seeing in the industry today. A few of those are the ability to capture all derivative trading activity in a common framework across asset classes, as well as having consistent risk measures across the enterprise. And lastly, achieving a high level of performance for intraday and overnight batch reporting. Numeric's recognizes these challenges and has delivered a product called Numeric's Portfolio. Numeric's Portfolio is a front office derivative valuations and risk system. It can capture and value trades across all asset classes, including fixed income, credit, FX, equity, commodity, inflation, and hybrid products. It's been built using .NET technology from Microsoft and SQL Server. It is grid-enabled with the ability to run on the HPC server, which Antonio, my colleague from Microsoft, is going to talk more about after. Just some highlights before we get into a demo of Numeric's portfolio. Numeric's portfolio consists of a number of different tabs. One which we'll speak about is the scratch pad, essentially where you're looking at your portfolio and trade blotters. Another is the market data management component, where you can manage all of your market data across the multiple markets. Third is the model selection and calibration capability, where you could select your pricing policy and essentially assign models to various products that you're going to be pricing. And lastly is the reporting module. I'm going to jump very quickly now into the demo just to illustrate some of this to you. What you're seeing here is Numeric's portfolio, and it's broken up into these different categories as I've just described. It looks very similar to Microsoft Outlook, has the look and feel. This is something that a lot of users are used to already in terms of the flow of the product, and it lowers the barrier to entry and learnability of the product. So the first thing that I'm going to show you is the scratch pad. On the left side here, you see that we have different categories of trades. These are essentially where a client would set up their portfolios. Currently, I'm looking at a view called All Active Trades. And we see here to the right a listing of all of these different trades, and you can see the different trade categories and product types. Alongside that, you'll see very quickly a very quick view on the net present value of all these trades, and a total at the bottom. You can configure this view any way that you'd like, and you can save these views into the product and just have a drop-down menu to change these views around. You could also drill into any trade here. So for instance, now I'm going to pull up a basis swap. If I pull up this basis swap, basically what you're seeing here is on the left, all of the trade attributes, what portfolio it belongs to, what counterparty the trade was done with, and some of the more economic components of this trade, the notional, et cetera. on the right side of the screen, I see my result tab. And this is where I could look at my net present value on the trade, a mark to market, and a breakdown of that mark to market by the different legs of the trade, my P&L, which right now is not doing so well on this trade, and then my Greeks. We could also take a look at this trade in this view under different scenarios. So with the right click of a button here, I could add a scenario column. And I could add a number of these different scenarios. And basically now I could look at the trade, which is being priced under one market environment. We see what the value is here. And then I could change, say, the market environment to another day and have that trade reprice side by side. This allows for a quick comparison on trades, either from a market data perspective, from a model perspective, essentially looking at different scenarios on the fly. Through this interface, one could also look at the cash flows of the trade and broken down by both legs, the structured, the funding side, as well as some of the other key components that go with that, as well as the market data that was used to value this trade. So I could drill right into my LIBOR curve here, as well as my BMA curve. Closing this window down. I'm going to jump quickly to show you the market data manager. On the market data side is where I'm pulling in all of my market data on every day. And you can pull in a number of different market data sets throughout a day. So for this view that I'm showing you right now, I'm going to show you my curves. And here's where I have a listing of all my different yield curves, my US dollar, my JPY, etc. I also could store my volatilities in here, where I have my cap surface, my swaption surface, equity volatility surface, etc. This is where all of my market data, my correlations are being stored and which are being accessed during the pricing runs. The other part that I had outlined in my slide was the model section. As you can see on the left panel here, our models under every different type of asset class, the interest rate models, the BCM, the whole life models, the LIBOR market model, some of the equity models from the Black-Scholes, Dupuy, and Heston, to some of the hybrid models where we combine both a model from the interest rate side, from the equity side, and even from another market, from the FX side, and combine these into one model with correlation across these different asset classes. And I could also assign models to trades here, which is what you'll see here under the term pricing policy. Lastly, I'm going to share with you the report section. This is where all my reports are driven. I have a list of the different reports that I can run. These are reports that come out of the box with Numerix, but of course, you can configure your own reports, custom reports in here. So for instance, if I want to go run a historical VAR report, I just double click on the VAR report. I can go in and select how many scenarios I want to run, on how many days, the market data elements. And if I want to export these into a database, I could also control some of my gridding options, which flows right into what we would do with the Microsoft HPC. And once I've run these reports, I have these reports basically stored for me, and I can go back and look at them at any point in time. So here's a VAR report. Here's an interest rate yield curve report. And there's different ways to look at these. You could export them out into a CSV or an Excel file or into a PDF or share those within your organization. That concludes my high-level demo for today. I'm going to pass the presentation now over to my colleague from Microsoft, Antonio Zarolo. Antonio?
Thank you, Saul. Hi, my name is Antonio Zarolo. I'm the HPC Technology Specialist for Microsoft. So Windows HPC Server 2008 is a Microsoft offer for high-performance computing, grid computing, which basically is like a technology that applies to every large compute-intensive type of applications. Like, for example, a good example is calculating the value of risk of a large portfolio and generating a risk report using an application like Numerix Portfolio. So basically, you can imagine like splitting a certain very large number of scenario evaluations across multiple cores across multiple machines in a large environment that can scale according to the needs of the business. So the system offers a very secure environment, has a tight integration with the Active Directory and System Center. It's a very cost-effective solution. We have a special offer of an operating system called Windows Server 2008 HPC Edition, which is exactly the same as a Windows Server 2008 Standard Edition, but with a special price because, I mean, this type of a system are normally deployed in very large numbers. And on top of that, you install a component called HPC Pack, which is basically gives you all the cluster functionalities. And is licensed per physical node, not attached to number of cores or number of sockets that you may have on your hardware. It's a very easy to manage environment. So from a single point of management, you can control the entire cluster. You can do provisioning. You can monitor the progress of your executions. You can manage users, manage allocation of resources, and so on. And of course, it's very tight integration with other Windows components, the other Windows applications like Excel, Visual Studio 2008, there's like a full integration, full development environment integrated with the cluster, and SQL Server 2008 plus many others. Of course, the system has a published public SDK, so you have a public API that you can use to embed the system basically, that's exactly what the Numerics portfolio does. Through this API, you can leverage the power of the cluster and get like functionalities like failover management and so on, and still again, spread your calculations across multiple nodes. From a very high level, I can identify these four building blocks. So I'll go into details of system management, job scheduling, development, support for development, and storage. So again, system management, there's a lot of, Microsoft puts a lot of emphasis and a lot of effort into trying to make the system as manageable and easy to deploy as possible. You can imagine like a cluster can involve several tens or hundreds or even thousands of machines. So you need to have an environment where you can, from a single point of management, control this whole set of machines and be able to detect like failures, manage users on these machines, provision the boxes, patch them, and so on. So there's a very rich user interface that allows you, drives you through the process of installing, managing, monitoring, and generating reports on utilization. The job scheduler is the core of the entire system, basically is the brain behind the entire operations, is the system that decides where to forward the next request or where, how to spread a large number of requests across multiple resources. And again, it's like integration with Active Directory in terms of security, supports both batch and interactive type of applications. So long-running calculation like overnight value risk calculation as well as like spot pricing of complex derivatives. Supports high availability scheduling, so the system doesn't have a single point of failure. Everything is supports like failover in every component, so you will never completely lose your capacity. You can again recover after failures very, very gracefully. And there's like interoperability with Linux through web services. So even if your client resides on a non.NET or non-Windows platform, you can still interoperate with the cluster, submitting jobs, requests for jobs and executions via this web services interface. There's a tight integration with Visual Studio. So from Visual Studio, you can create a service, for example, deploy the service to the cluster, and immediately generate a proxy for your clients to start consuming that service. Support for hot interconnect, like InfiniBand or MirrorNet to RDMA. Support for MPI used through MSMPI, which is Microsoft implementation of the MPH2 standard, and is like a public domain software. Now, when you deal with the large deployments of large clusters, one issue is always like access IOs. I mean, this can be computing intensive, but many times they also need to do a lot of inputs, outputs of, to analyze like historic data, like yield curves of interest rates and so on. So the system has an integration with parallel file system, GPFS, Lustre, Panacea, of course, with SQL Server, Windows, and Unix file servers. And also the support for in-memory cache operations. So you can store temporary data in memory and like bypass the persistent storage, like the file system or the database, and just retrieve your objects from this shared cache. From a topology type of point of view, you can see that there's like a head node, or you can have more than one head node for redundancy that manages and controls a set of compute nodes. So on each one of these machines, you need to have a installed HPC pack, and again, you need one license per physical box. And the head node integrates with all the other services that you get from your typical corporate services like Active Directory, DNS, DHCP, and the head node is the only entry point of the system. So the client basically connects to the head node, requests like a certain type of activity, a certain type of a workload, like for example starting a batch execution or starting communicating, like sending requests to service, and through the head node can access all the compute nodes and send requests and receive responses, again, from this single point of management, single point of entry. The head node is also where all the management functionality resides. So again, from the end node, you can start up a console which can also run on a client desktop and manage the entire cluster from that point of management. As I mentioned before, we support both batch, typically like traditional HPC computing done in long executions. Imagine like in financial services, like a value risk calculation, risk reports, any type of, again, long-running calculations that, of course, can benefit from the scalability of your system. So the more threads of execution you can start, so the more cores you have in your environment, the faster your report will be generated. As well as SOA type of application, so front-end type of workload, interactive pricing, interactive like intraday value risk. For example, all done through this service-oriented architecture. You deploy a service, the service is in memory, and is waiting for a request to be processed. And this is, by the way, the technology that Numerics Portfolio is using for the integration. It's using the SOA model for a fast connection and, again, fast response. And a snapshot of the admin console. One of the nice features is like this heat map. So from here you can see each one of the icons represents a compute node under the control of the end node. So you can monitor, for example, like CPU utilization, available physical memory, network usage, and you can, again, select one of these from the top down, from the pull down menu, and select one of these other metrics to monitor. All this information is stored into an internal database, so you can generate like historic reports and monitor the progress. Meaning like the demand of a CPU power, for example, over time by a single application, by multiple applications, by an entire desk, and so on. So it's just, again, this is just one of the features of this admin console. From here, you can manage nodes, manage users, monitor progress of your execution, run diagnostics, and also create like charts and reports based on this data stored into the internal database. We also have an integration with the system center. So we have a management pack dedicated to this system. So it's a way to receive alerts in case of the failures, generate more sophisticated type of reports, correlate different metrics. So again, you want to know, for example, while your job was running, what was the network utilization, what was the memory consumption across the entire infrastructure, and create like a very report which can be used for capacity planning or even for chargeback. So you want to go through summary?
Yeah, sure, Antonio. In summary, the combined solution of Numerics Portfolio and Windows HPC Server will achieve a few things for our clients. One is it will optimize the intraday and overnight batch reporting as you're running Numerics Portfolio on the HPC server. Secondly, it will lower implementation risk of enterprise rollouts of the portfolio evaluation risk solution. And lastly, it will provide more transparency on the derivative reporting and risk side of the business.
All right. Thank you, Saul. As I mentioned at the beginning of the webcast, we have a special rebate program that begins October 9th. That's tomorrow. You can visit runsonwindowshpc.com. This special rebate program is for Numerics portfolio customers who purchase Windows HPC and Numerics portfolio together during the program period. The rewards will be rebate checks that are directed to your organization or your service, training, or OEM partner after the purchase. And what's the value to your organization? Well, it will drive savings to the bottom line while you'll benefit from the productivity and performance gains of Windows HPC server and Numerics portfolio. You'll be able to save up to 50% of the invoice price as rebate for purchases of both license and software assurance. And you can see additional terms and conditions and other savings that you can achieve in different licensing programs, again, if you visit runsonwindowshpc.com beginning tomorrow, October 9th. Now, any questions? You can ask, I think, verbal questions, or you can type questions.
As a reminder, to ask a question over the phone, you can press star 8 on your touchtone phone. You'll then be prompted to ask your question once you enter the queue. For those of you listening over the live meeting console, you can click the Q&A pane, type your question into the panel, and click ask. Thank you.
Okay, we have a question from Ed Dennis. Let's see. Do you use modeled pricing exclusively, or do you download pricing data from the third-party vendors? I'm not sure who the question is directed at, but I'm guessing it's for Saul.
Yes. That's a good question, Ed. We do download pricing from third-party vendors, but the values that Numerics produces are model pricing. So we're not producing, we're not showing you observable prices in the market that you kind of just pull out of the system. We're taking down market data. As an example, we would take down credit curves. But then we would do all the model evaluation when it comes to valuing, let's say, a credit default swap.
Okay, thank you. Let's see, from Dave Dorfman. Are there any reference sites for existing customers for this solution?
I could answer that. For the combined solution of Numerics Portfolio and Windows HPC Server, currently there are no reference clients for that. This is a new solution that we rolled out together, but for Numerics Portfolio, we have plenty of referenceable accounts, and I'm sure HPC has the same. We are in discussions with a number of different clients now who are very interested in rolling out the combined features of Portfolio running on HPC server.
Yeah, just want to add, like, if you go to microsoft.com/HPC, you'll be able to find all sorts of information about the product, as well as download an evaluation copy of the both the OS and the HPC pack, good for 6 months. You find examples, white papers, case studies, and also some videos for how to deploy, like how to develop and deploy a service, configure a cluster, and so on.
Okay, thank you. Let's see, from Chin Chao Yu. How are trade details interface with HPC, and is there a free trial?
Antonio, I'll let you take this question.
Say it again.
How are trade details interface with HPC, and is there a free trial?
Well, definitely there is a free trial. Start from the bottom. Definitely there is a free trial for Windows HPC server. I don't know if there is a free trial for Numerics portfolio. And how the basically how the trade interface with I can tell you I answer from a technical point of view. Again, we have a published API and open SDK allows you to like connect to the cluster and submit requests to a service that is implemented as a cluster service by Numerics. So now the details of how Numerics splits the calculation is in their implementation, and I cannot answer to that because I don't know the details. But I can imagine that, again, the way to do it is to, again, partition your domain of data and submit like an execution, like split your calculation across the number of cores that you have available and parallelize according to, again, how big your cluster is and how many resources you can find.
Okay. Let's see. First of all, we have a question. What kind of speed improvements do you see with Numerics portfolio on Windows HPC?
That's a good question. We've seen really linear improvements on HPC, like we would see on any other grid that portfolio is running on. The real dependency is going to be on the type of portfolio that you have and the makeup of your portfolio as to how many grids or how many cores, shall I say, you'd want to deploy. And depending on the calculations that you want to run on a daily basis and the makeup of your portfolio, you would have, you know, different setups or structures that you would put together. But we've seen linear improvements on the grid.
Okay. Antonio, there's one for you. Can the cluster be shared by multiple applications running at the same time?
Yes, actually, that's the most common way to use it. Basically, the cluster becomes like an enterprise resource, a shared resource, and you can definitely like accommodate and run multiple applications. Basically, you can also, from the admin console, logically partition your resources. So you can create like logical groups, assign them a name, and you know, restrict the use of the, like associate some users to a specific group. So you guarantee that nobody from, I don't know, the equities derivatives group will ever use a node or a resource that has been assigned to I don't know, the credit risk department, unless an admin like shifts via, again, via the graphical interface, via the admin console, like moves the resources around, which can be like a very common type of activity based on the hours of the day. So you can say, during trading hours, I want to dedicate 80% of my resources to the equities desk, and after 5 p.m., I want to shift some of these resources to the credit management, the risk management teams to run their reports and their bar calculations. So definitely you can, again, leverage the fact that you have multiple applications on the same environment and maximize the utilization of resources by shifting the number of resources from one app to another.
Okay. Thank you. Here's another one for Saul. Which asset classes does portfolio cover?
It covers the following asset classes: fixed income, credit, foreign exchange, equity, inflation, commodity, and hybrid products.
All right, terrific. Here's another question for you, Saul. What size portfolios have your clients run, and what's the largest that you've seen?
The size of the portfolio really varies. The largest instance of portfolio is a client that's actually running it as evaluation service for a number of its clients, and currently they're running approximately 20,000 trades through it a day.
Oh. All right, thank you. Here's one more for you, Antonio. Does the cluster support virtualization?
Yes, the cluster supports virtualization. Basically, the scheduler or the head node, the node manager, doesn't make any difference between virtual nodes and physical nodes. So where that makes sense, which can be like, for example, a development environment or a test environment, you can split your single node up to four. The version of OS that is running HPC edition of 2008 comes with, again, supports the Hyper-V, hypervisor, so you can run up to four virtual machines per single physical box. So you can multiply your cluster by four. Of course, again, that makes sense. You lose some performance because you're running in a virtualized environment and you're splitting your resources between these virtual machines. But definitely makes perfect sense when you're doing testing or development. The next release of the product, which is going to be in beta in November, and is going to be available, publicly available, in the first quarter of next year, we'll also manage like a virtual machine. So you'll be able to schedule the full creation of a virtual machine on a node, and that will become just another job that the scheduler will be able to manage. So you can request a certain amount of virtual machine with a specific image of the OS and the full stack of applications, and just ask the scheduler to find a physical box on this number of virtual machines.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any other questions? Well, if not, thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate you taking the time. Saul and Antonio, thank you. And look forward to seeing good things from you in the future. And everyone, please visit the runsonwindowshpc.com site to get details on the rebate.
Thank you, Cam.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's live meeting. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect.